Apparently, Jason Goodman had a very odd anniversary weekend. What made it so odd?
Well, Carol and I went to Elkin area to go to the wineries. We like to do that, and it was our 100th anniversary.
Yes, congratulations on 100 years. Seems like just yesterday.
Big milestone.
Oh, my gosh. So anyways, we checked in. We didn't check in. We started going to some wineries on the way and whatnot, and then we went to this one winery, and it's in the middle of, like, nowhere, like all the wineries are. So I have trouble. I always have to use my GPS, which hardly works in Elkin because the signal's so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went to a winery, and this was the last one we went to, and we got in there. They had a lot of sweet wines, which is not my thing.
What is that?
Sweet.
It's not dry.
Oh, sweet.
Yes,
you said sweet. Mm-hmm. I thought you said something else. Okay.
Dry wines are my thing. And there was a couple, a new one, Katie would love it. Dry. They have mostly all dry wines.
Okay.
And the guy from, yeah, I talked to the owner for a while. Anyways.
Sure, he loved that.
He did. He came over.
I'm sure he did love that. They love it. They love to talk about their wines.
They did. How dare you? I had a good conversation.
I literally said, I'm sure he loved that. They love to talk about their wines.
And so we were out on the patio when he came out. And he sat back. We had such a good conversation, just to let you know. He wanted us to try a couple that he didn't try.
Which is always the best part about wine tasting is when you talk to them, they're like, here's a little something we don't give to everyone.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, you see that, Carol? Pay attention.
I got pull.
Right. Yep. I mean, they'll also do it to everybody else that they talk to, but you feel special.
Yeah, right. And that one was a more like a sophisticated, overlooked a nice view. Then we went to the next one, and this one was kind of like in a farmish. There was a house there. You could tell that the owners lived in. Very mom and pop. Very small. Very small when you walked in. They had an Airbnb, which I would never stay at. And then I just noticed this guy was riding around. What are the dune buggy type things called? Not a golf cart, but they're more of a, they have the tires, you know, they're smaller.
Oh my gosh. I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
I have no, like a go-kart.
We had one. We got one for the kids one time. They're kind of like go-kartish, but they're.
Yes, but they're made to be out on the field.
Oh shoot. I know what you mean. Yeah.
ATV? No.
No, it's
I don't
bigger
know.
Than an ATV.
Okay.
I don't know. And this guy is riding around in the where the vines are and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, whatever. We go in. We're like, nobody's in there. We go and sit on the deck, which is very small. I would say the deck is as big as, no bigger than this room, half the size of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just sitting there enjoying our wines, talking to ourselves. And all of a sudden, the guy that was riding, I'm going to just call it a dune buggy.
Okay.
That's all I know. Dune buggy comes and parks, gets out of the dune buggy and sits down probably 5 feet from us.
Hello.
I noticed at first he was missing half his teeth.
Mm.
The teeth that he did have was completely yellow or black.
Mm.
He had the type of hair that was completely greasy, looked like he just got out of prison.
You are really selling this winery.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying the name of it.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're just sitting there, and like the way he's talking is like, you know, I was just going to do that, you know, that type of accent and just kind of an odd talk, not a sophisticated
made
talk.
You feel maybe a little unsafe.
Well, yes, and the fact that we're sitting here trying to be sophisticated with wine is a little bit odd.
And also trying to have a moment, just the two of you, and then someone comes and sits 5 feet away
basically
from you
like
is weird.
And, you know, we don't mind talking with other people, but, you know, we're talking, like, about wines. And then a couple other customers show up, and he turns around and is like, the wines are in there if you want to do that. I'm like, not the best greeter for the winery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm thinking? I think they were like, oh, no, we took a wrong turn. We're out of here.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, this is supposed to be a winery. It's like you're very presentable. Like the guy I talked to was very nice.
Yes.
You know, and we're sitting there and Carol and I were having a conversation, but wherever we were talking about, we kind of limited it because he was right there.
Uh-huh.
2 seconds later, he pops his leg off.
Okay.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay.
They say he had wine in his
leg. Did he drink out of it? That's the next question.
No. And this.
Watch this bar trick.
I do think we have a clip from your time there.
Like a pig.
Oh, never mind. This, it's supposed to squeal like a pig. Anyway.
So the leg is about 3 feet from my leg.
Huh.
And it's about a foot from him. He just. And he starts rubbing his, I guess, stump.
Nub.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nub.
Sure, yeah.
And he's rubbing. He's like,
Carol's like, I'm turned on now.
And we're just sitting here, and it was very odd because we didn't know whether they're supposed to stare at his nub or not stare at it. You know how you don't want to look to make somebody feel bad?
Yeah.
But then he's really making a commotion about, I guess he was out in the fields doing the vines, and it was sweaty, and it hurt. So he's rubbing his nub, and the foot standing right there. I'm like, okay.
Bizarre.
Rubbing
I told
his
you
nub.
It was bizarre. Right. And then he turns to the right a little bit. I notice half his arm's missing.
Oh, no.
What I mean by half his arm is the arm still worked, kind of.
Uh-huh.
But it was like a big chunk was missing out of it.
Oh.
Jeez.
So he's like, oh, nice day, wasn't it? I'm like, oh, crap. We got to talk. Meanwhile, no, it's hard to talk to somebody when their full, half their leg is on the side. I feel bad for anybody that has missing.
Well, of course.
But it's just sitting there on the side. So it's like the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what in the hell happened to your leg?
So eloquent.
What in the hell happened?
I was trying to kind of get on his level, not like, excuse me, sir, what accent?
What caused an amputation? Yeah.
So I was in it. We had a couple glasses of wine, so I was like, I'm just going to fire it off. He's like, oh, this here thing. I shot it off. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I was out with my friend in the field. We're doing some shooting, and I don't know if he said a rifle or a shotgun.
Jeez.
And he said it was on his side, and he went to go get down and get something, and something hooked here or whatever, and it was like, whew, I shot the damn thing off.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, ouch.
That must have stung.
Oh, boy.
And I said, so did it hurt?
Yes.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, it hurt, but I wasn't going to go to the hospital until I started passing out in the car. But then on the way there, we got stopped by the police. He was with his friend.
Oh.
And apparently a shooting was called in, and he didn't want to be involved in the shooting. But when the cop looked in the back seat, he said his ankle was twisted the other way.
Oh.
It's just like, you know how your foot would be
that
yes.
way.
And he's like, the cop said, I got to get you to the hospital. They took him to the hospital. I guess he had to choose between a nub or possibly risking it and some kind of infection.
Mm-hmm.
So he chose the nub because he said it's very possible if he kept the leg that he wouldn't be as mobile. He would have to maybe use a cane and can't do the things he wanted to do. He was very mobile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he knew how to use his leg pretty well. Then he went on to say, Carol's like, do you notice half his pants are cut off? I'm like, yes, Carol, half the pants are cut off because it's probably a pain to get the nub, the leg, fake leg on and off.
Right.
And that's what he said. He was working in the fields. And then I said, what in the hell happened to your arm?
While we're at it.
And so, since we're here.
Yeah.
So he basically was saying that he was doing something with the environmental something, some kind of toxic acid fell all over his arm. And I'm like, gosh, this guy's been through a lot.
Yes.
Yes. Talk about unlucky.
You know, he's talking with his yellow teeth, which are half of them, and he has the greasy kind of hair. Looks like he hasn't taken a shower ever. Not kidding.
Right.
And he's just going on about the conversation, talking about our story. He wouldn't stop talking the whole time. And we're just trying to enjoy our wines, but we're too afraid to get up and leave.
Right.
One, he might kill us, or two, because we're embarrassed. I feel bad for him.
Well, he's in the middle of like pouring out his heart about like acid burns. And he, you know, he can't even take a shower because he only has one arm that works.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether to feel bad for him or that we're going to get killed.
Okay. So, Jason, you say that the man has a big statement that he wanted to make. We're going to hold the thought. We're going to find out what the man's big statement to you and Carol was. That's coming up next.